terrorist designation in response to Yemen's humanitarian crisis, reversing one of the Trump administration's most criticized last-minute decisions. The move was confirmed by a State Department official a day after U.S. President Joe Biden declared a halt to U.S. support for the Saudi Arabia-led military campaign in Yemen, which is widely seen as a proxy conflict between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Iran's foreign minister urged Washington to act fast to return to the nuclear accord, pointing out that legislation passed by Parliament forces the government to harden its nuclear stance if U.S. sanctions are not eased by February 21st. Mohammad Zarif also referred to elections in Iran in June. If a hardline president is elected, this could further jeopardize the deal. Access to loans on favorable terms will be crucial to Africa's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Saturday. The president, who is the outgoing chair of the African Union, told the Bloc summit that even though the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have deployed significant financial resources for the coronavirus outbreak response, more needed to be done. Italy's League leader Matteo Salvini said the right-wing party would decide next week whether to back a government led by Mario Draghi, but that common ground had emerged in discussions on Saturday. Salvini was speaking to reporters after meeting with Draghi, the former European Central Bank chief. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the United States, the administration of President Joe Biden is exploring every option for increasing manufacturing